And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined remotely by Jacob Gottlieb, Managing Director of the Mizzou New Music Initiative, and Carolina Heredia, Assistant Professor of Composition here at the University of Missouri School of Music. And boy, am I glad to tell you that we are here to discuss the upcoming events of the 2020 Mizzou International Composers Festival, which I will admit looks a little different this year, and you're going to hear all about that here in just a moment. But I'm glad to say that this is happening because I'm so excited to have music in Columbia this summer. Jacob, Carolina, thanks so much for taking a moment out of your day and talking to us here.
Thanks so much for having us, Aaron.
Absolutely. So, again, obviously, the Mizzou International Composers Festival is going to look a little bit differently this year. Tell me about how you all have pivoted and what these events kind of look like now.
So, yes. The Mizzou International Composers Festival does look quite a bit different this year due to the obvious restrictions with what we're facing right now with the pandemic. But we're very happy to be able to do something, because doing something is always much better than just throwing up our hands and saying we can do nothing. So some of the things from previous festivals we were able to really easily translate into an online format. For example, the first part of the festival every year always features presentations by our resident and guest composers. And we found that it was very easy to be able to do that portion online. But as for the concerts and the musical events, those proved to be quite a bit harder to do. But I'm very proud of some of the innovative methods that we have implemented in order to be able to present some music for the community and be able to come together as musicians and present music.
Very cool. So then we've got coming up, I guess, the big event that I want to discuss is Under Twilight, which is going to be a multimedia event that's taking place on Friday. That's this coming Friday at 9 o'clock. Tell me a little bit about this event.
Sure. So this event, it's like a combination of ideas that we all had and discussed and took from projects that we've seen were happening, and we were trying to imagine new ways of like bringing people together for experiencing, you know, an artistic event, which is something that like has been impossible for the last month. And for an artist, it's a big thing. It's like something that's very big that is missing in our lives. I assume for audiences as well. So just taking ideas from other projects that we've seen of projects like this happening in dance, for example, and in a parking lot. And then combining that with the idea of the old drive-in cinema where people could go there and listen to audio from, well, I heard stories about people listening to audio from these boxes that you could grab and put inside your car, but it's also been done that people can listen to the audio through the radio. So we said, well, we have all of that. Maybe we can make something like that happen. And obviously it was a long process of bringing ideas and discarding ideas until we got to the perfect combination of things that we thought were doable in the short period of time that we all had to adapt to this new reality. And we came up with this idea. So we're going to do it in the parking lot of the Simfield Music Center. And we are going to project videos. Some of them are premieres for this occasion. We were also thinking we don't want this to be just a projection of videos, because that wouldn't have that special thing that is missing from the, you know, the live performance. So we decided to add a little twist, and we purchased these sets of 3D panels that come with a software that allows you to map video to the different parts of those panels. So with a combination between screens and these 3D panels and a very complicated mapping system that is being designed by Brad Carson, we are going to present all of these videos. And as I said, some of them have been made specially for this occasion. We're also very proud of the composers that are going to be featured. Obviously, all living composers, as is always the case, but there's also a very wide variety of people's composer styles and aesthetics and like backgrounds. So that's also going to be very interesting. We're going to get to hear like electronic pieces from like producers like Flying Lotus to other more underground electronic musicians like Maria Chavez, who will also be there present a little bit, like given through an introduction video that she will make for us. One very, very special piece that will be featured there is by Joel Thompson, who is a very young composer, born in 1988. Who composed a work that is called Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. This is a piece for choir and orchestra that we have the video. The video was like provided to us by the Sphinx Foundation. And it's a work in seven movements that takes the text and is inspired on seven Black persons that were murdered at the hands of police power abuse, basically. It's a very, very moving piece, and we thought it was like, you know, an important time to engage with this. Joel has also generously recorded an introduction for this. That is something that I've seen him doing live, which is very important just to make sure they're open to engage with such a strong theme. The way that he describes what he did, why he did it, and how to like try to, again, like engage and empathize with the music and with the words. It is also, I think, an essential part of the piece. So I'm very happy that he was able to do that for us.
That's awesome.
We're also going to present videos by Alarmo Sound, which have been done with composers Donica Dennehy, Kimmy Ensemble. We present a premiere video of the piece by Melissa Dunphy. And we also have our own Ben Dawson, a composer from our program, whose piece they gave the title to the concert is Goddess Under Twilight. And that's going to be the opening of the concert. So we want to be respectful and thoughtful. We like the COVID restrictions. At the same time, we wanted to do something. So we made sure to go through all of the safety recommendations. And because of that, we're going to have a very limited amount of cars that are going to be allowed. I think we have like about 20 cars that we can have there. And we encourage people to come with the person from their own household. And the cars also going to be separated. So, you know, because of all those limitations, we only have like about 20 spaces for cars.
So this event Under Twilight is taking place on Friday. This is at 9 p.m. and this is in the parking lot of the new Sinkfield Music Center on the MU campus. But it's also being broadcast right here on Classical 90.5 FM and online through muclassical.org. Where can people go if people want to come to the live event and park their car and see the 3D program? Where can they go to get tickets for that?
So they can go online to micf2020undertwilight.eventbrite.com. Great. So you can go there and register for a parking spot at the event page.
Great. And again, we'll be broadcasting that whole event live starting at 9 p.m. right here. If you can't make it out to see the event yourself in person, you can certainly listen to it right here on Classical 90.5 FM. So then we've got this other event coming up the next night, the grand finale concert, which normally would be held at the Mizzou Theater and would feature Alarm Will Sound performing the works of the eight resident composers for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. But again, this also, of course, looks a little different this year because we can't gather together and watch all as one large group. We can get together and watch online. And Jacob, why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going to go on Saturday?
Yes. So, as you said, normally the last event of the festival is Alarm Will Sound performing the eight world premieres of the resident composers. And unfortunately, this year, Alarm Will Sound could not gather in person to rehearse these pieces. So we'll have to postpone the premiere of these resident composers' works until next year, when hopefully we'll be able to get together again, fingers crossed. But nonetheless, we still have a terrific finale live stream concert plan, and it's going to involve the three ensembles that are, I guess, kind of the ensembles in residence of the festival. So including Alarm Will Sound, Mizzou New Music Ensemble, consisting of our graduate students and recent grads, and the Kemia Ensemble, which is led by Carolina Heredia, who are appearing at the festival for the second year in a row now. So all three ensembles have recorded audio and video of pieces that we are going to present in this live stream concert. So it's going to kick off with Alarm Will Sound giving the first performance of a new work by Meredith Monk called Ansem. And this is a really special experience because Meredith Monk is one of the most important living composers in this country. So to give the first performance of a new work by her is certainly something very special. And Ansem is part of an ongoing series of works that Alarm Will Sound is commissioning called Video Chat Variations, which are works that are all designed to take advantage of and to capitalize on the particular features and idiosyncrasies of streaming platforms and video chat software such as Zoom and Skype and so forth. So after that, the Mizzou New Music Ensemble will present a video of Daniel Fitzpatrick's Ancient Echoes. Daniel Fitzpatrick is a master's composition student here at Mizzou, about to start his second year in the program. And he's also an incredible banjo performer. And this is, in fact, a kind of concerto written for him as soloist and backed up by the Mizzou New Music Ensemble. They premiered the piece on March 9th in the Springfield Music Center as the last public concert that we could do of the spring semester. But they've recorded audio and video in the newly built recording studio of the Springfield Music Center. And we will premiere the video of this piece as part of that concert. It was filmed and recorded by David Myers, our incredible audio-video technician. Then the Kemia Ensemble is going to give a world premiere of another work by one of our composition students, actually now a composition alum, Nico Schrader. And he is the Mizzou representative in our eight selected resident composers. So, in fact, he's the only resident composer that gets a work performed on this year's festival. And this is a piece called Moves, which is a work for ensemble and animated video, which Nico had designed himself. And it's inspired and informed by chess, the game of chess. So different kinds of strategies and different moves on the chessboard affect different parameters of the music and of the video. And he's been working closely with the Kemia Ensemble on this. Basically since, I guess, January or February, Carolina?
Yeah, if not earlier. I mean, composing the piece started earlier, yes.
Yeah, so this is his master's thesis. And so we're thrilled that Kemia gets to give the world premiere of this piece, Nico Schroeder's Moves. And then finally, the grand finale features two works by Pauline Oliveros. One is called From Unknown Silences, and the other is called King Kong Sing-Along. And Pauline Oliveros was a pioneer in contemporary music. She was one of the most important composers of the 20th century and 21st century. And she was an innovator in the use of technology to create music. And she was one of the kind of early innovators of telematic performance or networked performances. She would do broadcast performances from all over the world and invent innovative ways to bring musicians across networks. So being able to present her work in this way is really, really special to us. And I think a really terrific way to honor her and honor her legacy. And in fact, we got a chance to work with her partner, Ione, who is kind of the foremost living authority on Oliveros' music. And she coached the members of Alarm Will Sound, New Music Ensemble, and Kemia Ensemble, who all kind of came together to perform these two works by Pauline Oliveros. And these two are the pieces that use this piece of technology that Carolina wanted me to talk about. It's a piece of software that she introduced us to called Jamulus, J-A-M-U-L-U-S. And what it is it's a platform that allows for low latency audio to be transmitted across networks. And this is really important because one of the challenges that musicians have faced in the COVID era is how to rehearse together, because platforms like Zoom and Skype and FaceTime and all the conventional sort of commercial platforms, they can't accommodate fast or low latency audio. There's always a delay and there's always a lag, which makes music rehearsal impossible. You really can't play together with another musician using these platforms. But Jamulus has allowed us to work around that. And by setting up our computers in a certain way, and by using special microphones and you know, high fidelity audio equipment, we were able to get 14, 15 people together to play music at the same time with low to no latency, which is quite frankly miraculous. Yeah. I can't really overstate how incredible that is and how many possibilities it opens, not just for this festival, but kind of for the future of music making during this era to be allowed to do this. Now, it was a technically complicated endeavor, and we could not do it without significant help by the Mizzou IT team, particularly Matt Miller and Aboma Galata, who helped set up a server on the Mizzou campus to allow us to do this. But despite all of the work and despite lots of difficult rehearsals and lots of and a steep learning curve to learn all the technology and to use this platform, ultimately yesterday afternoon we had a very successful recording session of those two pieces. And we can't wait to present the audio and the video of those works on the Saturday, August 1st event.
Very cool. That's awesome. Well, so then you've been using that software then not only to record, but also to practice and to get these ensembles together that can't practice together. They can practice online, and there isn't a delay in the audio. There's no, you know, as somebody is playing a note, there's no delay. There's no echo, essentially.
Yeah, there's basically no delay. Musician plays a note, it comes out on the other end. Now, in order to do that, there has to be a special setup where, you know, the musicians need to have as high speed internet connection as they're able to get, and they have to plug directly into their modems and not on the Wi-Fi. So there were definitely some accommodations that we needed to make, which took quite a while in practice and rehearsal and kind of working this through. But once we got all of the technology right, then yeah, that's exactly how it worked.
I wanted to add that then this server that was built with Mizzou, basically main support, because they're providing the resources and also the people that worked on building it, was a collaborative effort, because it was based on several tests that were made, and so we figured out exactly all of the characteristics that the server needed to have for us to be able to perform with a number of musicians were performer, which is like 12, I think, for this piece of 13. Also record multi-track and et cetera, et cetera. And that server, it's already set up, and we are hoping for this to also be available to the whole community at large. This is something that like will be available, and other musicians will be able to benefit from this at Mizzou.
So then Mizzou is really kind of at the forefront of this technology then?
I think so. I don't know any other university music department that has been using the software and that has been engaged in this kind of research and you know, really implementing this in a really practical way. I know there have been plenty of people experimenting with low or no latency audio platforms, but as far as I know, we are the first to really be able to do this in a practical and really significant way.
That is absolutely amazing. And you can see the result of that work coming up on Saturday, August 1st, for this finale concert of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. And where can people go online to see this live streaming performance on Saturday night?
Sure. People can go to our Eventbrite page for this concert, MICF2020. Finale Concert, finaleconcert.eventbrite.com, to pre-register. And then when you do, it'll send you instructions on where you can stream it.
Very cool. So this is a great event, and I personally am very much looking forward to it, and I know a lot of other people are as well. And we're all thankfully thrilled to have to have live music performed, not in person, but at least available to be viewed here in Missouri and around the world.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for coming on tonight and telling us a little bit about the exciting events that are coming up over the next few days for the Mizzou International Composers Festival. Again, Under Twilight can be viewed and heard here on Classical 90.5 FM. That's coming up Friday at 9 o'clock. And the finale concert will be broadcast on Saturday. And that is, what time is that going to get broadcast?
That's 8 p.m. Central Time.
8 p.m. Central Time. And you can find out all about that at MICF2020finaleconcert.eventbrite.com. Thanks so much, Jacob and Carolina, for coming on and telling us about this exciting and extremely innovative event that's coming up this weekend.
Thank you so much, and thank you also to the station for the support broadcasting the driving concert, which couldn't be possible without your support. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aaron.